How fast does your dad's car go? Was the question down our street in the 1950s. For us lads, top speed was everything. One father had an Austin A90, said to be capable of 90 miles an hour. A phenomenal velocity when a leftover Morris from before the war struggled to make 45. A black side valve Ford Popular, which would have fallen apart at 60 miles an hour, had a speedo which ran up to 90. We knew that was rubbish, but we weren't so sure about the doctor's Rover, which promised a heady 100. I've found over the years that speedometers can be as misleading with boats. Back around 1990, my old cutter had no instruments at all, save a trailing log which measured distance run to a quarter mile. This excellent contraption enjoyed the sophistication of a white paint mark on its flywheel. By counting this past the vertical over 30 seconds and referring the result to a table, water speed could be deduced, and I spent hours watching the turns, hoping for more than 6 knots. It did happen from time to time. On a few memorable occasions, one could scarcely see the flashes ripping by as it soared up to 9, but a steady 6 seemed to be a natural loping pace. I learnt from this that it's far better to log 150 miles in a day without trying too hard than it is to career around the oceans on the edge of a brooch. I also discovered that I frequently arrived at cross-channel destinations before yachts that had sailed at a similar hour, whose digital logs left their crews under the impression that they'd been doing 8 knots a lot of the time. So much for the folly of speedometers in a seaway. If you've read this month's Skipper's Tips column, you'll have been introduced to the desperado known as Bully Forbes, who ran a sharp clipper back in the days when gold was discovered down under. Forbes had big problems with his men deserting as soon as the dock lines were on in Melbourne, for the double bonus of the chance of striking it rich and avoiding his company on the return passage. As the old song goes, "The Marco Polo's a very fine ship, the fastest on the sea. On Australia's strand we soon will land. Bully Forbes, he can look for me." That the hands should feel this way is understandable when one learns of their captain's lust for speed. Forbes had spent years in the China tea trade, where making a quarter knot more than the next ship was as vital as it is on today's Volvo racers. Speed was measured by means of a drogue attached to a reeled-up knotted line. An apprentice lobbed the drogue over the stern and turned a giant egg timer. The mate counted the knots until the sand ran down. The number was the speed. Ordinary log lines had 10 knots, but clippers needed more. On one occasion, when driving for home on a filthy night, the whole reel spooled out. The drag was shocking, and the Lascar holding it was faced with a nasty choice. Either he let it go and suffered unspeakable punishment, or he hung on and hoped for the best. He hung on, and was last seen cartwheeling over the stern. "What speed are we making, mister?" asked Forbes. 17 knots and a Chinaman," replied the mate laconically. Forbes looked aloft into the screaming darkness where his stunsails were bending their booms in the gale. Turning around was not an option, and he arrived in London a man short. A visceral desire for speed burns deep in many of us who go to sea. The secret is to keep the boat moving well and think about the day's run rather than big numbers on the dial.